Let's take a look now at the weather forecast. We're joined by Mike Tenura. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Hi, Mike. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, Todd. Hope you're having a great day there.
Oh, I am. So I want to know about rainfall in the Midwest over the next 5 days.
Well, we're essentially going to see a couple of waves of energy move across the Corn Belt over the next 5 days. And because of that, we'll see thunderstorms in different areas at different times. Now, some areas will get hit pretty hard by some of these storms. That would most likely be from southeast Nebraska through Missouri and then into parts of southern Illinois. Everybody to the north, which includes a majority of our corn and soybean producers, will also see some rain, but we're not looking for heavy totals in these areas, but a half of an inch on the low side, 1.5 inches on the high side. And because of that, we think we will see some rains that will help out some people over the next 5 days.
Well, what about those folks that have been dry and are really concerned about being dry?
Well, that is a concern for sure. And if you look at some of our maps, we can see that eastern Iowa through central and northern Illinois and then into western Indiana were quite dry over the last 30 to 40 days. And this is the area where we really would like to see some of the heavy totals. Now, the first batch of rain that comes through later on today and tonight and then probably repeats tomorrow night and into Saturday will most likely focus along to just south of where this driest area is. So we'll still be looking for more rain even beyond this weekend in parts of those regions. Even if we had an inch of rain from eastern Iowa through northern Illinois and into Indiana, we're still going to need more. Some of these deficits are starting to really pile up, and you just need a lot of rain at this time of the year, especially for soybeans. And this year, given how late some of the corn was planted, they still need some as well. So that story is probably not going to go away over the next 5 days. We'll still be having some producers that need rain. But you need to keep in mind that that's only part of the story. We can use our proprietary data and calculate out how much of the U.S. corn and soybean crop were drier than normal over the last 30 days. And it's only about 25% of the total U.S. crop. Everybody else has been pretty wet. And the primary reason for that 25% is, again, from eastern Iowa through Illinois into Indiana. Once you get outside of those areas, it's not really looking all that bad. And in fact, most areas had some pretty decent totals lately.
What about the temperatures in the area?
Well, we're going to be right on the dividing area between heat to the southwest and coolness to the northeast. And that should leave temperatures pretty close to normal once you average it all out over the next 2 weeks. I mean, just look at today. Temperatures in Nebraska are only in the 60s. That's about 20 degrees below normal. It's because of a lot of cloud cover from a batch of rain that's moving through. And when you get big departures like that, even on a couple of different days, it's hard to end up with a hot period of time, because even if we end up in the 90s early next week, which we probably will, you need to offset what already happened. And when it's that cool at this time of the year, it's just hard to get too excited about sustained heat. One or two hot days is not a big deal, and we just think we're going to be in this alternating period of a few hot days, a few cool days, and that just leaves us right around normal.
I think the numbers say about 38 million acres of corn were planted in the month of June. That will concern many as it relates to frost and temperatures in the fall for September and October. Can you look that far out very easily?
Well, we don't have any reason to think that we'll have an early frost or freeze or a late frost or freeze. At this point, the best expectation is to simply expect a normally timed frost or freeze event. Now, the big damage occurs when temperatures get down to 28 degrees or colder for a freeze event in the autumn. And from what we're looking at, generally the first time of the year that you would see something like that would be right around the first few days of October in the Dakotas, and then spreading southward and eastward with time, eventually reaching central Illinois within the last week of October. So typically that's when the killing event is going to occur. It would be within October. Now, it always could happen earlier. We have seen it on a few occasions where we dipped into the upper 20s in the Dakotas as early as September 15th, and even parts of northern Illinois have gotten that cold in late September. But we still have a ways to go. There's no reason to think we're going to see an early freeze or a late freeze. I would just plan on your normally timed October freeze. There's just no reason to expect anything else at this point in time.
Hey, thanks so much.
Hey, you're welcome, Todd. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, that, of course, is Mike Tenura. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago.